Brother, you've learned well. You're expert at Wu-Tang.
Yule, you had to suffer a lot. Otherwise, you'd never have mastered Qin Kang and the Wu-Tang sword skill.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Let's start the show. Welcome to episode 11 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. Your host, Miguel, here. Today is April 2nd. This is Monday. And thank you for returning. We can recap some of the stuff that we discussed before, but it's kind of a circular thing, and it's a lot of same issues and concepts and thoughts, similar thoughts. But because truth kind of boils down to a very concentrated, dense form. So whatever truth you're following or reading or studying, pursuing, whatever truth it is, it's going to ultimately bring you to the same space of just truth, absolute truth, with different flavors, but it's all truth. So it's important to be mindful of, thinking in different disciplines and feeding your mind the right nourishment to for growth and to realize who you really are. The great thing about Eastern philosophy and that belief system is that it totally removes the ego from the equation. You know, the ego can be your biggest enemy and can cause a lot of suffering, a lot of attachment. To a very large degree, the ego doesn't cause, you lost your job or, financial situations or where you're brought up. If you're brought up in a terrible part of the world, the ego doesn't address that, but does have a large negative effect, especially people that come from beneficial countries and privileged countries. And I don't want to get into this whole privileged and all that stuff. I'm not into that political speak. But privilege in the sense of, we have it very good. We get as much food as we want. We have a roof over our head for the most part. And we live well here in the United States and most developed countries. Some people don't have it as good. And we're not mindful of that, and that's something we should be mindful of. I've done some traveling in the world, in Asia and Europe and Mexico and such, and I've seen a few things that have surprised me. Philippines, I've seen a lot. So some of the issues that we were discussing really were Buddhist issues. And again, I said it's good because of the fact that it addresses the ego. But another issue that I really haven't touched at all is the alpha male issue. And it's basically a state of mind. It's not something that you want to get into and say, this is aggression or supremacy or power. It's a state of mind, like anything else. And alpha is the first letter in the Greek alphabet. And it's also male and female leaders of a wolf pack, which obviously has good qualities. Wolves are very noble. They make their living, lead their lives through, hunting and everything like that, but so does every other animal. But there's a nobility to a wolf that you have to respect it. And they also bond to humans, But the benefit really that you want to look for, and the reason why an alpha is an alpha is because he has a total package. He knows how to handle fear, he knows how to fight, he knows how to provide, and he has leadership skills. That's the total package. You know, we can go back and forth with different terms and slangs and stuff like that, but you got to put all this into practice. You know, you could read books on motivation. And Tony Robbins, who, when I was young, I read his one book by him. It was tremendous. Really had a good influence on me. The one thing I learned from that book, and it was pretty profound, that Tony Robbins book. God, this was like 95. The one thing I got from that book was that you need to be comfortable where other people are not comfortable. It also says it in the Tao. And it also says that he also stated, Tony Robbins, that you get your most growth out of discomfort and struggle and hardship is where you get your most benefit from, not comfort and glowing happiness and such. You know, you got to go through the hard. You got to pay your dues, man. And even when you're there, you got to continue to pay. You know, it's a daily thing. If you want to grow, if you want to maximize yourself, you know, it depends on where you want to be. I mean, you might not want to. That's where the Buddhist side of it comes in. You know, so it's the balance between the alpha and the Buddhist, and that's what it comes down to. It's like the DNA and the RNA, the recombinant nucleic acid and the dinucleic acid, you know, and it does that spiral, and it's the positive and negative of everything. And the alpha male and the Buddhist, that's the same situation. It's like, you know, you got to temper with one or the other to see what's appropriate for that situation, because, you know, what's obviously you're not going to handle one situation exactly the same as you would handle something else, depending on where you are, the time of day, and, you know, the whole nine. I'll have to get into that. yeah, man. So, yeah, provider leadership. What else? Let's see. Got some notes I'm following. We need to be in a steady state of growth, sharpening our skills, learning. Because what happens if you don't, you dull and you atrophy. So it's not necessarily that you have to grow to achieve or get more, do whatever, but you got to stay stimulated and engaged with what's going on around you, in the chessboard, as it were. You got to be moving your pieces. So you got to move through life, as you got to negotiate life by dealing with it and not running away from it. It seems like today it's negative to think alpha, you know, to think in that way. You know? It's like a negative connotation, and that makes zero sense. I mean, what's wrong with maximizing who you are and what you're able to do? You know, and sharpen your skills. It's always good. Alexander the Great once was quoted as saying, I'm not afraid of an army of lions led by a sheep, but I am afraid of an army of sheep led by a lion. That goes a long way to show you how he thought. Another thing, we learn a lot by observing. By observing nature, we learn how to see truth, actually, in nature. Because that's the ultimate of all things, is nature. You know, everything is manifested. We're part of nature. I mean, it's just everything around us. And the stars, everything. Anyway, you know what? I'm getting close to 10 minutes. I have a little bit more time here. I'll just kind of close out. Like I said, I'm kind of new at this. I don't like making excuses, obviously, after everything I just said. But, yeah, I want to do this as good as possible, this podcasting. And I'm enjoying it. I'm getting really something out of it for myself, you know. Good feedback, good feeling to myself. So, for those of you that are listening and hanging in with me, I do appreciate it. Hopefully I'll get better at this, and I don't really have any crazy motives. I just want to be able to do this. I like to be able to do different things, and this is one other thing that I want to be able to do well, you know, and well enough possibly to teach someone else. You know, that's how I kind of move about doing different things, where I learn it to be proficient enough where I could teach somebody else or navigate that discipline, you know, where I could kind of ferret through it and get things done that I need to get done, like Photoshop and stuff. Like, I can get done what I need to out of it. You know what, I'm hitting 10 minutes, and again, I'm going to try to make these a bit longer, but I'm going to kind of stop right here. And I want to thank you very much for listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn Podcast. This is episode 11. My email is alphamaleBuddhist@gmail.com. Thank you for your time. Bye.